Eddie said, "Sometimes I think we'd all be better off if the people who mean well would just creep away and die." "That'd be the end of us, Big Ed," Jake pointed out. They all considered this, and Eddie found himself wondering how many they'd already killed with their well-intentioned meddling. The bad ones he didn't care about, but there had been others, too. Roland's lost love, Susan, was only one. Then Roland left the powdery remains of Mia's corpse and came to Susanna, who was sitting on one of the nearby beds with her hands clasped between her thighs. "Tell me everything that befell since you left us on the East Road after the battle," he said. "We need to—"
"Roland, I never meant to leave you. It was Mia. She took over. If I hadn't had a place to go, a Dogon, she might have taken over completely."
Roland nodded to show he understood that. "Nevertheless, tell me how you came to this Divartiti. And Jake, I'd hear the same from you."
"Divartiti," Eddie said.
The phrase held some faint familiarity. Did it have something to do with Chevin of Chavin, the slow mutie Roland had put out of its misery in Lovell? He thought so.
"What's that?"
Roland swept a hand at the room with all its beds, each with its helmet-like machine and segmented steel hose, beds where the gods only knew how many children from the Kalas had lain and been ruined. "It means little prison or torture chamber."
"Doesn't look so little to me," Jake said. He couldn't tell how many beds there were, but he guessed the number at 300. 300 at least.
"Mayhap we'll come upon a larger one before we're finished. Tell your tale, Susanna, and you too, Jake."
"Where do we go from here?" Eddie asked.
"Perhaps the tale will tell," Roland answered. 2.